A quick PSA today before we begin, since I've received many comments to this effect. I assure you this is not AI. This is my voice. I try to read the readings with some gravity and solemnity. I don't tend to like it when people at Mass do the readings dramatically or anything like that. Maybe I come across as too robotic, but it is my voice. I do sit down and read these every day. So please do not comment that I use AI, because there's never been any AI used on this podcast. All right, take it away, choir. Thursday, August 7th. Commemoration of St. Cajetan. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapter 31, verses 8 through 11. Happy the man found without fault, who turns not aside after gain, nor puts his trust in money nor in treasures. Who is he that we may praise him? For he has done wonders in his life. He has been tested by gold and come off safe, and this remains his glory forever. He could have sinned but did not, could have done evil but would not, so that his possessions are secure in the Lord, and the assembly of the saints shall recount his alms. Haydock Commentary. St. Augustine says, "Pride is the worm of riches." St. Bernard says, "In delights, chastity is endangered, and humility is endangered in the midst of riches. Not to transgress on such occasions is the greatest miracle. Man has free will, and those are happy who by God's grace do not abuse it." The Gospel from Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 33. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "No man can serve two masters, for he will hate the one and love the other, or he will sustain the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, be not solicitous for your life, what you shall eat, nor for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than the meat, and the body more than the raiment? Behold the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor do they reap, nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of much more value than they? And which of you, by taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? And for raiment, why are you solicitous? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They labor not, nor do they spin. But I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed as one of these. Now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which is today, and tomorrow is cast in the oven, how much more you, O ye of little faith? Be not solicitous, therefore, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the heathen seek, for your Father knows that you have need of all these things. Seek ye therefore first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added unto you." Haydock Commentary. Behold here a fresh motive to detach you from the love of riches or mammon. We cannot both serve God and the world, the flesh and the spirit, justice and sin. The ultimate end of action must be one, either for this or for the next life. A prudent provision is not prohibited, but that over-solicitude which draws the soul, the heart, and its affections from God and his sweet all-ruling providence, to sink and degrade them in empty pursuits which can never fill the soul. Be not solicitous, that is, too solicitous with a trouble and anxiety of mind, as appears by the Greek. Why should the children of God fear want when we behold the very birds of the air do not go unprovided? Moreover, what possible good can this anxiety, this diffidence procure them? Almighty God gives life and growth, which you cannot do with all your solicitude, however intensely you think. Apollo may plant, Paul may water, but God alone can give the increase. 1 Corinthians 3:6. Of how much greater consequence is it then to love and serve him, and to live for him alone? It is not without reason that men are in such great fear and distress when they are so blind as to imagine that their happiness in this life is ruled by fate. But such as know that they are entirely governed by the will of God, know also that a store is laid up for them in his hands. So says St. John Chrysostom. Your Father knoweth what you need. He does not say, God knoweth, but your Father, to teach us to apply to him with greater confidence. He that delivers himself entirely into the hands of God may rest secure both in prosperity and adversity, knowing that he is governed by a tender Father. So says St. Thomas Aquinas.